531. Presented by staff in Westpac, New Zealand, the Women of Influence program helps share the remarkable stories of women who are making a difference to the lives of New Zealanders. Now, each and every year, the Women of Influence Awards program shines a light on the amazing work Kiwi women are doing from grassroots level to the global stage, and also helps propel our future leaders and rising stars to bigger and better things. Previous winners include Paris Gobel in 2015 in the Young Leader category and Emmeline Afeaki-Mafileo in 2013 for community service and social enterprise. Our next guest, no stranger to the airwaves, has been named as a finalist in the arts and culture category for the 2020 Women of Influence. Sarah Jane Elika, as former interim CE of PMN, Sarah Jane introduced a range of measures and initiatives to highlight the position and promotion of Pacifica culture to the wider community, which culminated in the hugely successful Pacific Divas National Identity Tour in 2019. She joins us now in studio. Whakalofalahiatu and welcome to Pacific Breakfast.
Whakalofalahiatu, morena, talofa, good to be here.
How's it been?
Oh, it's been good, yeah. It's been a while since I've been in the hot seat here, so yeah, I'm feeling good, I'm feeling refreshed and yeah.
Very good to hear. Tell us, I mean, how does it feel when you were told with regards to the nomination?
Oh, I was completely blown away, yeah, really, really happy, obviously. I haven't put out any music, so arts and culture category, but actually this has really been all about PMN, actually, and just bringing PMN to the mainstream platform. And I was nominated by Sky TV, some of the executives there, and I just had no idea what was going to happen. And then the day before it was published in the paper, it came out. So yeah, really excited and honoured to be amongst some amazing women. Incredible woman.
Yeah, it must be a good thing to sort of, you know, to be added to your books. 2020, right?
Yeah, 2020 has been like a crazy year for all of New Zealand and the world, actually. So it's great to have something to celebrate about, and also to, you know, recognize the achievements of women doing awesome things, doing their thing.
Now, you've achieved quite a lot in your life in terms of corporate and also in arts and culture. Where would you rank this along the many achievements that you've had to date?
Oh, I don't think I have a particular order. I think for me it's about seasons in life. So obviously in my 20s I was doing my music. I really, really enjoyed that. And then moving into my 30s, late 30s, it was kind of a transition into having a family, having children, and then sort of navigating what going back to work would look like for a mother. And I'm just really blessed that I was able to get different opportunities along the way, which could be in the media and arts scene, which is my passion, and also look towards more executive leadership and sort of, looking after organisations and staff and doing daring, crazy projects, which you kind of think is crazy at the time, but you know, like when you find out the mark that projects have left on an organization, it brings organizations with us. So this award, firstly, is in the mainstream. So I think for me, looking back over the past year, my heart has been to bring Pacific media into the mainstream, and there's been several projects that have happened over the year, but one of the instrumental ones was the Pacific Divas, which was broadcast on Prime TV and Sky and Pacifica TV. The ratings did really, really well. And so it's just about introducing Pacific content onto mainstream platforms. And that's what I'm most excited about, that, you know, us Pacific people, we can create, direct, produce behind the camera and in front of the camera, and that's one of the most important things I'm excited about. Yeah.
Now, your role as a Pacific Te Maitai within the challenges of 2020, what are some of the ongoing barriers that you still see existing for Pacific females within not just this year alone, but in Aotearoa, that is still a growth barrier to be had?
Well, there's definitely issues that are coming to the forefront now. Like, there have always been issues there, but I think they're being talked about, which is really important. Dealing with the first COVID lockdown as interim CE was, you know, a learning experience for everyone. And we had a great team that was able to like come together and figure out what we're going to do, not only internally as a staff, but also to communicate messaging for our Pasifika people. And, you know, having during the first lockdown, having the greatest testing, but the least positive testing was a testament to all our communities and organisations working together to help the messaging around that. Second lockdown came and the stats came out around the figures of women that had lost their jobs. So unfortunately 90% of women in New Zealand that have lost their jobs from COVID that have come out. So we need to think about opportunities for us as women. I'm sure a high number of that percentage as Pasifika women, and so we need to come together, look after one another for all our people really, and find opportunities that we can create new work and new jobs.
Speaking of opportunities, you know, we've always believed that there's beautiful ashes, right? That sometimes depending on where you use the measuring stick, some people, when they come to the end of the road, if they don't have a good support group around them or don't have people that have full vision, that's pretty much the end of them. But one of the blessed things about Aotearoa is we've got women like yourselves and many other Pacific women that are standing up, looking at, you spoke of the challenges already now in terms of opportunities. What are some of those opportunities for our Pacific women? There's still a lot left in 2020. We've got a few months left. But if we were to analyze the year, what are some of the opportunities you see that have come out from the challenging times that we're currently undergoing?
Well, definitely, I think for Pasifika women, right now is a great opportunity to look at what skills you have on your CV, like refreshing your CV and looking at what new things that you have learned over the years that you can contribute towards getting new jobs. Upskilling in new industries is really important. So it's things like being able to communicate, what education you might need to get in different sectors. It could be a startup business, looking at business and entrepreneur opportunities to get yourself started. There's a lot of great support opportunities that are available through the Pacific Business Trust and the Pacific Business Hub that are really engaging in encouraging women to start up their own businesses if they have you know, lost their job during COVID. And also things that you would not really think that is a skill, but actually are. So like, what are the things that we do around home as Pasifika women that are actually really useful in the workplace? Holding collective meetings, hospitality, making food, helping with design, business opportunities. There's lots of ways of looking at your different skill sets when you kind of look at refreshing your CV.
And especially the importance of tapping into a group of people, because you know, when you're by yourself, you only see your own challenges and your limitations and opportunities, whereas other people might be able to see a lot more than you do when you self-reflect, right?
So yeah, and for a lot of messaging and for us women, sometimes we don't really, you know, go out there for the hustle, but actually it's really important to be confident and to put yourself forward, and, you know, not in an overt way if that's not you, but actually in a way that can articulate what you can offer for businesses and being confident about that. And in the first instance, just putting your hand up and saying, I'm going to apply. And probably for a lot more of the higher level jobs than just those that you think that you can get, but really aspiring to go to that next level.
Yeah, I mean, self-promotion, man, you know, it's the age now, you know, who's going to do it for you? Companies are breaking into pieces, so now our own destiny is back into our own hands, and yell it out to the mountains,
yeah,
because there are a lot of people yelling at the same time as you.
And a lot of things like updating your profile as well, like social media is really influential now, so, you know, is my LinkedIn up to date? Do I have, you know, a profile on Facebook that employees might want to look at? You know, those sorts of things to consider now as well.
Cool. Look, before we let you go, we always want to have a takeaway for our, because we're always aware that this is a station that have had and continue to have intergenerational listeners. So those who are now parents were once upon a time listening to mom and dad in this radio show. Now they're going through that same cycle. Now for the many generation of Pacifica that are listening in this morning, what would be some of the takeaways that you'd like to leave with them as they go through today's chores?
I think actually for me, you're never too old to go back to your passion. I've always loved music. There's seasons for everything. So, you know, just because you get a little bit older, you have more children, you start a family, it doesn't mean that your passions you had in your teenage years and your 20s you can't do. And all the more for younger people as well, just sort of learning from the experiences of those that are older than you, listening to your elders, listening to your parents. Those are the sorts of things that will help shape opportunities. And I know for me, this award actually is a reflection of all those that have input into my life. And just to be a finalist amongst amazing women, many Pacific women as well, I really want to acknowledge this year. Just be whawalalo.
Yeah, awesome. So, Jane Alika, thank you very much for your time. And all the best with the awards and your future aspirations.
Bafte, love.